Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the 411 Show, where knowledge is power and power is knowledge. I'm your host, Teresa. I'm also known as Deviant Artist. I'm also coming from the studios of the New World Order Mass Media. So, with all that out of the road, tonight I would like to discuss a few things with you. And after I get it all out of my system, then I hope and have high hopes of having some callers call in and give their opinions and their feelings on everything. Right now, we're going to start things off with some Ninja Scroll Ask Alice Bailey. And after this, I will be right back.
The following is a 10-point plan by Alice Shelley to destroy the Christian family structure and bring in the new world order. Is it happening today?
Point one of the 10-point plan of Alice Shelley is take God out of the schools and teach daily. No consequence for your actions. Evolution, the survival of the British Charles Darwin's solution. 1962 Supreme Court ruling said the Bible was unconstitutional for schooling. Prayer to the one true God was taken out. Corrupt kids and program sheep without a doubt. Point 2 says diminish, prevent school authority. Teachers and schools should have superiority. The agents sent to indoctrinate our kids to accept the whole one well faith. They want a generation that's raised by the state. Mixed up morals and values they can't contemplate. It's similar to mind control. The mind makes no parents there to mold their minds to good shape. Point 3, destroy the Christian family structure. Take the father from the head of the house. Yard, make it hard for the dad to find work. Make him feel like a helpless man with no work. Break him down to the point that he is a beginner. Mom's off to work, now she is the only breadwinner. As she's lost her respect for her man, she can't hide the fact that her husband really can't provide. Point 4, make abortion legal and easy to get and have sex with no regret. People use it as a form of sex contraception. Terms like the word fetus, straight deception, all part of a diabolical plot to depopulate and make the whole earth a lot. The world rocks with the stench of death. Corrupt system that gives more rights to animals that are living. Point 5, forget being married for life. Get divorced easily from your husband or wife. Don't think twice, treat fine, you show me. Live your life to the fullest, that's the way that it is. And do without will, that's the whole of the law. Party night is the end of your life. And do it all, go out, do your thing, leave your spouse at the crib. Traditionally, living morally, incest, bestiality is okay. As long as both parties agree, you can see from history, society's fall when man decides to uphold and more and more a natural affection. Change complexion of America, going in the wrong direction. Point 7, debate started and make it run mad, ungodly. Could this be the case today, oddly? Movies and music filled with pornographic and violent images is way too drastic. The shape and mold minds like plastic. Power to reach out to every demographic. All to break down the morals that Jesus Christ has given us to live everyday life. Point 8 says, use the media to promote and change the mindset of everyday folks. It's no joke how they use the news owned by a few rich men to distort our views. On 2, they use techniques to hypnotize and dissect. It's called the Hegelian dialect. Direct mind control aimed at to make you think how they want you to. Point 9, the goal is to try to create the one world religion that rules and innovates in which Christianity will have no place. All praying to the same God is what they'll say. Tell us this, we go with this, and all chant words with the Buddhist and Muslims prayers that's never heard. Cause the God they pray to, the statues and idols, not a lie like the true living God of the Bible. Point 10, get the government involved with this. Politicians make laws for this. Make it seem like destroying for the world and then everything flips.
Oh, yeah, Alice Bailey. I think Ninja Scroll says it pretty good. He throws in a lot all at once about her and about all her writings and teachings and the nature of her writings and teachings. Her vision of unified society includes a global spirit of religion, different from traditional religious forms, more going along with the concept of the Age of Aquarius. Now, when I was a young girl, I thought the Age of Aquarius was just that it was just the Aquarius because I was born under the Aquarius sign, and I don't know, I guess I hadn't been taught quite about the Age of Aquarius. Now, Alice Bailey also did esoteric psychology and healing and other philosophy, my throat is so sore from having these allergies, and religious themes. Now, let's get back to the main, her main goal is to include the global spirit of religion. Now, Alice Bailey also has the Lucid Trust Fund that was located at an address of 666. I believe she was born a Bateman. I'm not exactly positive as to why her name changed or anything like that. But one of the society seals incorporated a swastika, a Star of David, which is, let's see here, Bailey discovered the Theosophical Society. And she worked with Helena Blavatsky. And the last name Blavatsky is another name you'll hear in some of our good truth music songs. There, and now we're falling right back into a bunch of stuff that we can talk about later, which is, of course, the swastika, and then, of course, the Star of David, because David didn't have a star. I was never, ever taught that he had a star, a symbol, or anything like that. And I'm by no means any expert on any field. I'm not claiming to be. These are just my opinions. And while I'm speaking my opinions, the reason why I am doing this and doing radio and picking back up where I left off is because we will all be judged on what we know. And if that be the case, the things that I have found out and the things that I know are true, I have to warn people and share with them what is going on. And no matter how crazy or ludicrous it may seem, before I die, my mission in life is to help, reassure, and educate people on the fact that there is these societies. These people's work, they will not have it in vain. They have struggled for many years, murdering, raping, pillaging, genocide, to obtain their new world order to get rid of us. And today on TV, I had gotten back into watching some TV because I do like to know what's going on with some of the other children, what they're watching and stuff. And the Cleveland Show came on. And they, of course, did some blasphemy against Jesus Christ and Christianity. Really harshly, I might add. But then they also went into conspiracies and conspiracy theories and how you can take something and just put it on the internet and make it true. At every angle, while this is true, At every angle, we are being fought. Because that is people's excuse and their way out of any political argument or constructive political philosophy. Anything that you may have that you want to discuss with someone else that might be even halfway intelligent, they will put off as, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, you are a liar. It is a lie. You're falling into the pitiful pit with the others who believe we are being poisoned, who believe that Monsanto is evil, who believe that Alice Bailey is an evil one, who believe that the Satanic Church has a lot more to do with everything in the United States of America, which is a corporation. I think it was 1962. And the thing is, you'll look up proof. As say you want to find your ancestry and you trust somebody to take your blood, and then you get on the internet and you start researching names and stuff, and you take it as factual, and then you end up going to the grave and you see the grave of the dead person, and then you might see some markers of, say for instance, my great grandmother started a church. She's a very religious woman, and there's proof of that church being there. Well, if I put it on the internet and someone 20 years from now reads it, oh, well, wait a minute. It's on the internet, so it could be a lie. Could be. Possibly, I guess. What I'm getting at... that anything we know can be put on the internet and subject to the truth or not the truth. There's many libraries. There's many books. Everyone believes the history books, even though our history books are a lie and they've been manipulated. Now they're changing our history books again in school. The Quigley formula. That is a historian, Quigley, Dr. Quigley. He wrote the history for the elite, and a very bright, intelligent man, quite a genius, actually, who had wrote. I guess I'm sorry, I'm getting to rambling. I have to get my thoughts together properly. While I do that, I have a song for you.
What? What mean? Which flood are you talking about?
I'm thinking of the terrible flood that covered our earth before we went to sleep. God said to them, but they're slaves. A great flood was predicted, and the gods decided to leave the battle.
From Adam to Seth to the Mecca, Methuselah, when men sold through cold, rolling with Lucifer. The Romans called him Job or Jupiter, but no one knew that Jehovah was more super. So while he was chilling, people were killing and pillaging villages with the Nephilim. God was upset with the way they were living, plus he'd forbidden the mixing of angels and women. Violent giants with manic illusions, the planet has proof of Atlantean humans. But there came a time when panic and confusion ensued, the truth of the antediluvian. Noah was told to construct a large vessel, an ark that was hard because the cargo was special. The earth is to be judged, the flood's expected to wipe out everything except those lost connected.
What?
The flood, the blood, blood, the flame and the rain all came from above. The ark that was made contains what we want, what we need, we receive when we stay in his love. The blood, flood, the blood, blood, the flame and the rain all came from above. The ark that was made contains what we want, what we need, we receive when we stay in his love. These children be walking through the wilderness for 40 years, caught in fear for the guiltiness, filthy and dirty, not worthy or built for this thriller. This is a gold honeycomb, the milkiness. Moses was told to take them to the mount. He broke them to remold them when they're taken into account the bountiful things that he wants to bring about. When you cling to him alone, it'll make you sing and shout. Ten commandments hammered into stone. Grammar, imagine Moses standing at the throne and the manner in which he must have gathered the tablets. This man was enriched with the magic of Sabbath.
God told him to make a tabernacle, then he gave Moses the patterns to make it happen. The Ark of the Covenant is actually factual, and you may not know this, but it was carried into battle.
Blood, the flame and the rain all came from above. The altar was made, contained what we want, what we need, we receive when we stay in his love. Blood, the flame and the rain all came from above. The altar was made, contained what we want, what we need, we receive when we stay in his love.
Nowadays, Christ is a priceless vessel. He'll guide us through the crisis. I fix a peril in the night. It's a peril. He'll battle the little devils and meddle and hassle the path of the righteous rebel. The word of God manifests the best thing that ever happened to humans. Like anorexics with fruit given to them. Collected and tested the proof, but the truth is they're used to illusion. Prophets foretold the apocalypse. Hostages, rockets and lots of shots of cartridges. Cops can't serve or protect their own offices. Conspiracies, but God promises the opposite. I know history's messy and it affects you, but there's always been an exit plan and a rescue. The shepherds have methods he'll stretch to fetch you, to show you, and let you know he don't forget you.
Blood, the flame and the rain all came from above. The altar was made, contained what we want, what we need, we receive when we stay in his love. Blood, the flame and the rain all came from above. The altar was made, contained what we want, what we need, we receive when we stay in his love.
When ice formed over everything, we took refuge deep inside our earth.
And that was Praying Mantis of the Flood, which is a really good song. I really enjoy the Praying Mantis. He's pretty good. So, back to topic. What would you like to see proof of? Is there something special that maybe you truly don't believe that happened, that everyone says, or that you believe happened, that everyone says didn't, or didn't happen, that did happen? Because, you know, a conspiracy theory is nothing more than life itself. Life is made up of many conspiracies. Every war is based upon a conspiracy. And we only came to the grounds of the word conspiracy theorist, I believe, because of George Bush, George Walker Bush, who had said, we will not tolerate conspiracy theorists. They're trying to not tolerate the truth, but every time they turn, the truth is going to hit them square in the face. There's a few things we could go over also as well. People talk a lot about HAARP, and some people know how it works, some don't. We can give a small description of it as God created us to resonate to 11 natural Schumann Renaissance frequency pulsations. And the SR 7.8 hertz are a set of spectrum peaks in the extremely low frequency, which is ELF. A portion of the Earth's electromagnetic field spectrum. This is in order to evolve harmoniously. So when people say, well, we know that the guy who said ADHD, for instance, died on his deathbed and said it was a made-up disease, made-up symptoms. It wasn't made-up symptoms because he took a classic B personality, threw in a few mixtures of some other things, and came up with what we do have today as many of a race of people who are extremely hyper, extremely intelligent, maybe scatterbrained, but they have been manipulated by the U.S. government scientists in this way. Shots, chemicals being consumed, sprayed upon you, soaked through your skin, ate, then along with the smart frequencies from our cell phones, TVs, everything that is around us, as well as HAARP itself, which is the High Frequency Active Aurora Research Program, these frequencies mess up the Earth's natural renaissance frequency pulsations, which bounce off there, go to your brain, they mess up you as well. So if you're already messed up from, say, too much mercury, too much aluminum, you have had, your family's had too much Tylenol in their background, too much Monsanto poisonings of every kind you can think of. It's unimaginable, even some that you may not even know about today. And all of these frequencies mess with our children. And then our kids grow up to be adults with ADHD, where people are now saying, no, you don't have ADHD. You have nothing wrong with you. Well, I beg to differ. There is something wrong with them because they have the classic symptoms that the guy had made, the classic symptoms from a Class B personality with a boost of chemicals and poisons. And then it's a known fact that cell phones mess up children, especially some autistic children. It helps. The brain cannot handle those the wave confusion and mix-ups. Now, I'd like to maybe touch a bit then. We had the geometric magnetic waves, which is the ultra-low frequency I had told you about. It's the lowest magnetosphere cavity to support ion frequencies. The pulsation frequency is ultra-low, like plasma. So see, we have it in our blood, too. Everything we do or say has a brain rhythm to it. And they can control the weather, mind control, behavior and mood control. They can do a synthetic sending, which would be telepathy. They've done this to victims of the United States government. We have Gwen, which works in conjunction to HAARP, and then the Russian woodpecker transmitter. Now, these are all things that everybody knows about, okay? And these are all things that everyone says is a conspiracy theory. I had a friend the other day. We was traveling back home from the store, and he had said something about the snow. And I had said, well, what? The generic snow, the plastic snow, the chemical snow. Well, I don't know about all that. He considers himself an intelligent man. He considers himself genius level. No, he's not. As a matter of fact, at this point in time, in most men's lives, not everybody, but most who have been deemed highly intelligent, have pickled their brain to death. Why would you say, is this happening? It's happening everywhere. People can't handle the truth of their life, or they can't handle the truth of reality, or they just can't handle reality. So they choose to do something different with their life. Now, while alcohol is okay, you know, I think having a drink here and there is just perfectly fine. I see nothing wrong with it. But when you become in such a state that you cannot take care of your own children, Job and Family Services is coming to your home, which they're a whole nother ball game. You're getting caught drinking and driving, which you shouldn't be doing anything anyway if you've been drinking. People seem to try to blame something on somebody else all the time. So the capacity of having a computer at your house, being able to look up these things, and being able to know the difference between the truth and a lie, scientifically, at least. Instead of looking it up and finding out your human vulnerability to these things, you decide to just drink and forget about it and not believe the person who's telling you, hey, look, we've had children collect snow. We've had children melt it. We've had it sent to our own labs. And it does have chemicals in it. I think barium. I'm trying to think of some of their chemical compounds. I used to have it wrote down. But if you add that, say, add some of all those chemicals coming down, then Chernobyl and the Japanese incident that no one likes to discuss because, oh, I guess it just didn't happen, maybe. All of that, plus your brain waves being mixed up to the heart, you know, at 6.6 hertz, it can cause severe depression. It can cause depression. And the ELF waves can change your RNA and DNA, breaking hydrogen bonds to make a person have a higher vibration rate. There's a lot of things that would be considered mental effects, mental illness. And I think that's where, on top of everything else, you need to study up on some things. Because while we all do have our medications, some way, somehow, someone's being medicated in some way, shape, or form today. And how can you not be? I mean, we've got all the false flags, how they work and how they manipulate you. Of course, that brings in our wonderful media, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox. That, along with the DARPA, the HCEP, which and the FEMA, and the cloaking. The other things that we found out, different manuals and different, what are they called? Patents. Different hearing patents and patents done to make you go nuts and crazy and make everybody around you think you're nuts and crazy and you've lost it. To Obama and the deal with Kenya, which I don't even think it was a country when he was born. He was born as a British citizen. The Khazarians, which are the fake Jews, which I was really surprised there's a lot of people that still don't understand the difference between a Khazarian Jew and trying to think of the name of it now. My mind's just going a mile a minute. Well, in the Bible, it speaks of the fake Jews. And that's a whole nother one. And it's not necessarily your everyday people that you come across, love, and adore. I, for one, I love all humanity. I don't care if you were Jewish or Christian, a Catholic or what. You're believing in how you was raised. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have to stay that way. But a Christian has to convert to Judaism or Catholicism. But if you want to, you can just drop those two and just become a Christian. You don't have to convert. All you have to do is believe. And it takes an awful lot more faith to be an atheist, I think, today than it would be to be a Christian. Because we have the Holy Grail, the robe of Jesus, the cross. We have the Knights Templar. Even the Islam generation of yesteryear had stated they know Jesus walked the face of this earth. They just don't believe he was the Son of Man. They believe Muhammad was. Well, Muhammad is laying there in a grave, in a tomb. Where is Jesus' tomb? It is gone. It isn't there because he is not there because he arose from the dead. Now you say, how can these things be? How can these things happen? Well, do you believe in magic, magicians, Satanism? Do you believe that they will and can eat the heart of a baby fetus, infant? Do you believe that Pepsi came out and said, yes, we do use human fetal cells in our pop to flavor it? You are a cannibal. Obama even said it was okay for them to do it. Now, I would say, look this up on the internet. You would say, I don't trust anything from the internet. It's probably lying. So I can't trust anything. No. You know what the truth is. You know when you see a recording of President Obama in a speech. You believe everything comes out of that square tube sitting in front of you, in front of the TV, that controls your every thought. Which was another part bringing us back to the Cleveland Show and American Dad. They were talking today about how you would believe the TV, how the TV tells you what to do and what to think, how you don't know what to do if the TV doesn't tell you what to do. Well, is it true for you? It's not for me. Not anymore. I don't believe anything I hear and see anymore. It has been a long, long road and a lot of disappointments I have found. Mostly, I think, beginning with false flags, you know. We had all sorts of false flags, of course, for every war you can think of. And like I said before about conspiracy, it's the engine of history. Conspiracies are a fact of life. Conspiracies are real, and I understand it. It takes more than two people. They use tactics that are immoral and objectives that are illegal or immoral. Now, they try to get away with a lot of things by making it legal. Say you're Al-Qaeda, that we know was born and bred in the United States of America, that we are all supposed to hate so much. Al-Qaeda did it. If it blew up, if an American died, Al-Qaeda did it. Now, Al-Qaeda is our friend. We are to raise up arms with them, hold hands with them, share Twinkies with them, whatever. No. Al-Qaeda is ISIS. They find people that are unstable. They find people who have fell into the category of hatred. And they do want to manipulate and commit genocide. To them, it's a life. To them, it's fun. Jealousy of America? They're not jealous of us. 90% of the world knows what's going on. We don't. We're not allowed to know what's going on. We have to listen to what the TV tells us to. We get two different magazine covers for the same magazine. One for the United States, one for somewhere else. Whether it be Sweden, Russia, Ireland. We are not allowed to know. It has been, as I said before, it's been a long, rough road for me, and it's been that way in the line of the disc that I have found that, oh no, not another. This is awful. I can't believe they did this. I can't believe that I had fell for so many things. Whether I was growing up and was young or not. I don't blame my parents. I don't blame my grandparents. I blame myself. Because you will be judged on what you know. And you better grab your knowledge. And you better dig deep. Because the research is there and it is on the internet. And no matter how much they want you to believe that you are nuts, don't fall back in with the herd. I'm going to play a little bit of Payday, Monsanto.
Take a lot of those who got the power.
They do. And, you're hitting around that is that the political Zionists absolutely, totally control the presidency in Washington. It's even difficult to talk about on this show.
Because it doesn't even do any good. I mean, just shut up, bitch! That you're going to release a bioweapon that is going to kill almost everybody. Now, I'm going to explain something to you guys. You
Why are the
That is Payday Monsanto. That was Alex Jones is a fraud. And if you ever want to know what that really means, I guess just look it up. Now, maybe later I'd like to discuss with anyone who might call in any solutions that you might have, anything. What would happen if only 2% unite across the lines? Just unite, and they know the truth. If they unite, can they turn this around? It took these people 100 years to get where they are today. We cannot turn it around in a year or two. We have people taking over one by one, taking back over what we have lost day by day. No matter how complex a situation might seem to be, a solution is more simple than you think. I think I've got myself some feeling for, I don't know, maybe a tad cat K Reno. Grand Deception.
As we move forward, anytime you come closer to something, your vision should get clearer. Am I right? You are a tool in the hidden hand. Please don't be delusional. The rulers of this world practice confusion. The people and the priests and the imam have been jammed by government scams. Minds systematically programmed. Blatant black hatred and racism. The way they lace the whole world and nation with traces of Satanism. The places of pagan prison. The founding fathers enslaving intentions were no different than Bush's and Reagan's vision. 1776 it took action. This Illuminati took form and was spawned from a Colombian faction. Want me to expose the true code of deception, I will show you. We live in a designed wicked system. The number 13 is consistent in Masonic symbolism. It represents transformation. 12 completes the cycle, so 13 is rebirth and regeneration. The meanings of the symbol are strategically hid. On the left side, you see a 13-layer pyramid. On that, it's the RC and I with the light eyes. The sign of the devil watching over all time. Thank you.
earth was actually conceived and decreed, with graven images in the temple. The fish on your car is called Onis, a Babylonian symbol. It's visibly contradictory, telling your children lies. You need to make them study Santa Claus and sick history, but yet we go wherever Satan leads us. The falsehoods we practice in his name ain't got nothing to do with Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was Kay Reno, Grand Deception. I was talking to you earlier about the TV, the television. And on American Dad, they have an alien, one of the little grays, who is a demon because Aleister Crowley drew a picture of the demon that he kept conjuring up. And he had left this demon to do what it wanted on the face of the earth. He never put it back wherever, however they do their evil witchcraft, wizardry, whatever. And the television was originally invented to channel spirits. An older television, if it rained, you could see a vision on top of another channel, which is a dual sensors. Hardened to see the subliminal messages in today's world. There's like 400 frames per second is what a TV works at. Your third eye is what you can see another show or message while your basic eyes cannot. Okay? In 1957, there was a movie, Picnic. Flashes eat popcorn, drink Coke. The theater sold 83% more during this mind control subliminal technology experiment. Now, I had went and seen a movie, and I was very disappointed. It's like maybe the third time I've ever been in a movie theater. And it was Get Hard. It was with Will Ferrell. It was supposed to be a comedy, you know. Well, it was full and full and full of nothing but promiscuous homosexuality, sucking. It had a man's genitals flash across the screen, and it was a full one. It wasn't anything that it was real. It was a real one. Hang on just a second. And I was pretty embarrassed just even going to see this movie. I thought it was just going to be a comedy, and it was just a... The point is, they have been pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing the homosexuality, the any of the sexuality that they can shove down our children's throats to break up the family and happy home, basically. I wanted to, James, he probably can go call in. I'm not going to give any other names, just he knows who he is, my buddy. No, this is what I had found on the internet. I'll try to send you more documentation later. I just have to get all of my paperwork together and stuff on Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and ISIL. It was a creation of the U.S. Department of Defense private contractors that Dick Cheney created during his reign. He allowed privatization on mercenary groups to be created under the Halliburton, mainly to protect oil pipes. Before the Iraq war, then Iraq government controlled 90% and Halliburton 10%. After the war, then I believe Halliburton got 90% and then the government was only 10%, which, you know, we all knew it was an illegal war to begin with. But ISIS then is based out of Sierra Vista, Arizona. It's a privatized mercenary group, and they're supposed to be getting paid like $200,000, like main men who go in and will then train people. It's not hard to go overseas and find somebody that wants to get rid of an American or even anybody else for that matter, as nutty as it is. But then I had, let's see here, that Al-Qaeda is the father of the ISIS. And you also have to remember, this ISIS has something to do with
their stupid little Egyptian goddess crap. It all ties in together in the end. When they believed that the comet Ison was to bring the return of Isis, you know, this is then that Rihanna, that singer, she's got a picture of Isis on her chest. It's all tied in together. The people who want to have the one world order, the one world government, the one world religion, which is not going to be Christianity. Definitely is not going to be Christianity, and we know this. They worship Satan. He gives them the same lie that he gave Adam and Eve. You're going to be a king or a queen, whatever. Everything's going to be lovely and great. You're going to fly the cosmos. So they're willing to do whatever they can do to get rid of however many people they need to get rid of to control population. They're trying to say now that the Georgia Guidestones don't mean what they mean. They don't say what they say, you know, but they do mean what they mean. I think the population was 500,000 on one end of the earth, and maybe you get another group of people somewhere else. Let me see. I just love it. I just read the comments in the chat room. Sometimes it's hard when I'm by myself because I really don't have a co-host with me. And so I'm kind of trying to struggle and do everything all by myself here. Well, let's see what else I had. The U.S. supports. Well, we knew the U.S. supported Al-Qaeda from the get-go because they had funded them and gave them all the money and weaponry and stuff. But it's not just the U.S. government. They're not alone in it. Mossad is just as much got their hands bloody as anybody else does. I was waiting to see if we had any callers in. If you don't want to hear no more music, James, maybe you could call me. The number is 773-897-6190. That's it. Thank you. I love that you said that. 500 million. That was from the evolution theory. Thank you. let's see. That was most of all the notes and things that I had for tonight. If somebody wants to know anything else, type something in the chat room or give me a call real quick here. I'm just kind of shuffling through now. I think I just got wore out, maybe. All right. Yeah, that's the number, 773-897-6190. Want me to write it down, too? I'll write it down and give it to you one more time. Because I know this guy has a lot to talk about if I can get him to call in. Well, 773-897-6190. Yep, 6190. Okay. Let's see here. I hadn't been paying attention to Fox or anything like that. None of the news stations, so I haven't been paying attention to a lot of their crap. Let's see here. Well, we know we don't own our own educational system. I do believe the Russians do. China, they own our Great Lakes. Is there anything we really own anymore, I wonder? Really, I'm starting to wonder if we do. See here. Oh, goodness. The Patriot Act. So let's go over. How about some of the top, I do have something down here, the top 10 lies of Obama that I had here. I'm sure if I research it, I can probably come up with some newer, recent ones. Let's see. Number 10 I had, we got every dime back we used to rescue the bank's interest. The Congressional Budget Office based on the figures from the Obama office, two different assessments. Ah,
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right.
Sorry
to
put
doing?
You on the air.
I don't mind.
Huh?
I don't mind.
Okay. I just gave your first name. Nothing else. So, yeah. What's on your mind? Do you have anything on your mind tonight? There's a lot of crap going on, really. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world that they won't.
I should probably preface anything that I say with the fact that I am pretty much an anti-conspiracist.
Oh, I know you are. That's why I was surprised you even showed up. And see, that's what I said, though. I'm not an anti-conspiracist for the mere fact it's in our wars. It's everywhere. It doesn't matter. It's part of life. But go ahead, honey.
It's not that I am so blind that I don't know that conspiracies do occur.
Right.
But the super large conspiracies, I have big problems with from an intellectual aspect. Conspiracies require that everybody be on the same page, everybody keep their mouth shut, and nobody reveal the facts. And, a lot of these huge conspiracies I have a lot of trouble with because I can shoot tomato holes in them. Like I said, that doesn't negate the fact that I know that there are conspiracies that take place. That's human nature to create conspiracies to propagate an agenda.
Yes.
But, I have a problem with people saying that Al-Qaeda is funded by the United States and is bred by the United States and so on and so forth. Certainly, in their younger stages, before they became so radically insane, well, let's take one example to make it easier. Osama bin Laden, he got his education here. He got a lot of money from the United States. A lot of business transactions helped him to grow to the levels that he was. He was, born in wealth, but United States facilitated that. But at the time they did that, he wasn't insane. So we can't just say, well, the United States knew this all along, because they didn't. Same with Saddam Hussein. We funded Saddam Hussein, helped put him in power. He wasn't insane when we put him in power. So he got in power, and then he went freaking nuts. He was U.S. friendly until about 5 years into his dictatorship. So this is why I have problems with, painting a broad brush that the U.S. is in league with everybody and they want all this bad stuff to happen, because it's just, in my opinion, just not true. You can see where I'm coming from.
Miles, honey. I got my grandson. He's messing with me hard. And you need to go to bed. I understand what you're saying. Exactly. That's why I enjoyed you calling in, because people need to hear and see both sides of the coin.
Yes.
And then research it and judge it for themselves.
Right.
I, for one, know that Osama had stage 4 kidney disease. He was in renal failure. And this was just as they were starting the war and supposedly going to look for him in the hills and mountains. And he was in an American hospital. So they knew where he was at. They knew what he was doing. Now, there is one neat thing that I will have to say. It was a 12-year-old little girl. And if you look on YouTube for it, or if I can find it, I'll get it for you. She had to do a history. How you do the science things and everyone has their science experiments, whatever. Well, hers was history. And she actually stumbled across how all the United States presidents are somehow related. And she can explain exactly how. And she is a 11 or 12-year-old little girl that has figured this out all on her own. And that was really, that's just something really cool. There's a bunch of other things that I had went into and studied that I realized that
a lot of the votes in the voting system itself doesn't count, that it's a bunch of bunk. We need to redo. We need a do-over, James. We need a do-over big time. Because there's no difference. There's really no difference between Democrat and Republican. It goes to the same slaughterhouse. We need to actually, we need to get back down to the basics and what the Constitution is. And, you know, most people are claiming, you know, how outdated it is, that the things that the country was based on should be no more, you know.
That's only the left saying that.
Well, no, I don't think there's a left or a right. I think it's their propaganda. I think it's their way of keeping you under control, period. Because after so long, then they go, look, we got to change. You got to change. Yeah, you got
to change. Allow me to interject here. That is saying what you just said is such a broad-based blanket statement that it cannot be true. I'll mm-hmm. tell you why. I've been involved in politics quite a bit. I just read the letter that I just got from Keith Tabor, one of our representatives that I helped get elected and worked hard for his campaign. If I were to run for office, let's boost it up to a high office like governor, perhaps president. And I have my very ultra-conservative beliefs. Then by your assessment of all politicians being the same, once I get in office, somehow I will never be the same person again. I will never have any convictions. I won't believe the things I believed before. Huh?
Right. I don't think the people are the same, but I do believe it all leads to the very same thing, because there's never any change. Change never does come. Change never will come, because they don't want that change yet. What they want is the new world order.
Change has occurred from the left.
Do we at least agree on that? Do you agree that they do want a new world order? Have you heard all of the higher politicians and the president will have a new world order.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't like the keywords new world order, because new world order could be construed as anything. New world order might be something good. If you're saying that the whole thing needs to be changed and revamped and get back to core values, that could be a new world order.
And I think we need to be self-reliant. I think we need to learn how to depend on ourselves,
we've left nature so far behind that if we were to have a catastrophic event now, 90% of Americans would die, because we've been living like kings for the last 150, 200 years.
Even our poor are
living like kings. They couldn't possibly plant a garden. They wouldn't know how to germinate anything. They wouldn't know how to butcher a rabbit. I definitely understand where you're coming from on that front.
By the same token,
when we're talking about Democrats and Republicans, there is no way that this statement is remotely true that there's no difference between the two. There's a vast chasm of difference between the two.
They
That's why we have the Tea Party. That's the ground grassroots mm-hmm. group. That Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and like ilk are holding to. These guys are very much like I am in the fact that they were lucky enough to get in office, got their voice heard, and got voted in. And in my humble opinion, a person mm-hmm. like Ted Cruz gets in office, he's not going, well, he hasn't as an elected official thus far, changed his opinion. He said, I'm leaning hard right. I don't want abortion. I'll do everything I can to overturn it. I don't want mm-hmm. Illegal immigration. I will do anything I can to make sure that doesn't occur. And the left is saying the exact opposite. And we can see that the left is opposite, because they are promoting and actually initiating these agendas.
Well, see, we have had politicians on. We have talked to different politicians. We've had sheriffs and different police associations and so on and so forth on too, and talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is I truly believe that who's supposed to be in there is going to be in there in the highest power. But do you know, too, also that, like, the president,
no,
he doesn't own more. Do you realize all our presidents do not own more than the queen and never will? And
well,
then get to looking into some of the stuff. I
got
to send you some of the documentation from the Social Security stuff where the queen has had her hand in it.
Social Security was a conspiracy from the beginning, and
from the very beginning.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that things need to be, yeah, revised quite a bit. But like I said, you can't get nowhere until you can get at least 2% of the people to stand up and say, hey, look, we need a real change. But the change is not going to be Democrat or Republican. The change is not going to be that, because it's not going to happen.
Right, I believe
the reason why we have the reason why we have abortion is because they've wanted it that way. They've wanted to control the. It actually was started to control the black population. Then it worked its way into the entire. Yeah, then actually it worked its way into everyone, because you know we're all scum pretty much if you're not really the most elite or special person on the face of the earth, but. It just, when you get to look in and how much everything ties in, see, when you wonder about, there's one thing I can say about, you're wondering about the larger conspiracies and how things can be pulled off. Let me tell you something. There's always been a war, and you know that, between heaven and hell, and there is an evil versus good, and there and it's there, and it's obvious, and I know for a fact you agree with me there, because I know you. Well, believe it or not, and I have really done some deep research in this and actually gotten chokehold and just disgusted by it, but into the Satanism part, that they do really have their meetings. They do have the answers, because Satan is the one who has given them to them.
Satanist
he tells them how to do it. Right. And it's everything from music to everything we eat, to drink, all the subliminal messaging, all the crap, you know, and it really is in everything, and it's everywhere. And it came to a point where, like I told you about that movie, I seen your comment, you know, where they had that men's genitals. I couldn't believe it, you know. I mean, it just like, wham, I'm like, well, this isn't a rated R movie. What happened? What happened to the day it was a rated R movie? You know, I'm like, wow. But this has all been leading up to the same thing. They have had and do, they have seen him. There are people that have actually seen Lucifer. They have conjured him up. They do his bidding, and they really think that they're going to get themselves an avatar someday and live forever. You know, it is basic.
Yeah, I've talked to certain Satanists from Kenton who tried to get me to attend their meetings. And I really thought about going just to see what's going on for knowledge reasons.
Yeah.
But I just don't. There's something inside me says, yeah, I'm just not going to allow myself the credence to evil, because that's probably knowledge that I'd be better off without. But
right. Some people, you're right. My father did not, because he knew he's a minister, he did not like the idea of, I let him read the Freemason book and the Eastern Star, he wouldn't read it. And I did, of course. I'm not scared of nothing. I'm just like, I'll read it. But he already knew about everything in that area. The things he didn't know about were like the black bullion, I think it's called, you know, which is the skull and bones, basically, for the black people. Just the different things that they all get together, and then that they do. And the reason why we really do have so many missing children. And then, of course, with the Area 51, we can get into that, too, because I really do believe they're demons. I've always believed that aliens were demons. I believe that people have seen Bigfoot. I think it's something that is not supposed to be there. I don't think it's anything good to mess with, and I don't think people should be looking for it because I think it's a demon. But, you know.
Well, here's something for you, some food for thought in that particular arena that might be somewhat off topic, but it's just in regard to what you said about the demons. In my estimation, my understanding, that the demons are fallen angels.
Right.
They were drawn down by Lucifer. And that many good angels are investigating angels, just as the fallen angels, the greys, as you understand it, and very well could be, because I believe that's a possibility.
Right, right.
But there's not a vast difference between the two.
No.
Well, I don't mean in ideology. I mean in looks-wise. So mm-hmm. were you to actually witness a physical gray before you, it would be hard to ascertain whether that's an investigating angel or one that has fallen.
Well, and when you tell people, like in my area, you know where I live, deep in my area, we did have the red-headed giants, and then which is the Nephilim. And the Nephilim are the fallen angel slash human. And they are bound to Earth because they don't have a soul. Starting to get loud on me here. Got to walk away from them. Yeah. But, yeah. I do believe that, matter of fact, I've ran into so many different people that didn't know who Aleister Crowley was, which really surprised me because some of the people I've talked to used to be heavy metal or hard rockers that are now Christians.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm like, you really, you didn't pay attention to the song? They're like, no, I didn't. I go, well, he bought, I believe it was Jimmy Page's old place. And before that, Jimmy Page, I think it was Jimmy, I'm trying to think. Yeah, they had, evil things done up there too before Aleister ever bought the mansion and done his stuff that he did where he would conjure up the demons and such.
Well, you know, Ozzy Osbourne has a song, Mr. Crowley, which is about Aleister Crowley.
Yeah, and I told him, I said, you guys, you know, don't you pay attention? And they're like, no.
About Mr. Crowley.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, come on, guys, get with it. But yeah, you know, that's how when I take it step by step by step, and then I get to realizing who controls the media. I have all the names listed down, what controls the media. What people are being told through the television set, how they believe whatever they're being told through the television set. And even with the ministers, Benny Hinn, Joel Osteen, you know, these guys are false prophets and people don't, I don't know how they can't see it. But
me either.
It's so obvious, but that part I really don't understand how they don't see it.
Well, it has script. You know, I'm not trying to wax biblical, but scripture has to be fulfilled, and it says they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
Yeah.
Which means that whatever the people want to hear, that's what they'll bend their ear toward.
Exactly. Yep. So. I think they got quiet on me. I was going to check the chat room real quick, see if anybody had anything. I kind of just sprung up with this event. I hadn't done an event in a while. My mom had passed away December 31st of
last year.
Yeah, and I just didn't do anything till now. So it was kind of just a spur of the moment. I had gotten on with a few other of the guys, Brandon Council and James Impending. I'm sure they'd like you to call in again. I mean, we like to have people to, we need other opinions. We need everybody's opinion. We do agree.
Sure.
We all agree on one thing, that we all do need something, and we know it's some sort of change, you know.
Yep.
And like you said, there's things that you know that they do, but then there's other things you're just not, you know, lit up on, and that's okay. Because I'd rather have a friend that at least halfway knows what's going on than one that totally is sitting on the sidelines asleep and doesn't even care what happens to anybody or the country or our grandbabies or anything, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. Well, is there anything else?
No, ma'am, not this evening.
Yeah, I'm thinking about.
I get to work in the morning.
That's what I'm gonna do too. I'll get to bed, and I'm probably gonna close off here. So, man, thank you for calling in. Great hearing from you. I hope to hear from you again.
You will.
So, all right.
Au revoir.
Okay, I've got quite a little commotion here going, people. I'm going to have to cut off and go. This has been... It's been the 411 show. Sorry about the loud noises and stuff. I think my household just flipped out on me. Y'all have a good night, and hopefully see you again next Monday. Good night.